the other team a couple goals in the first period. So, yeah, it's on us. We can start better, but after that, I liked how we gathered ourselves.
Well, and you had to gather yourself again down 5-3 in the third. What allowed you to pull yourself out of that hole with that much time left?
Yeah, you know what? I think we're saying all the right things on the bench. Just keep going. Keep getting it behind them, and something's going to happen. And I think it was the next shift. We got it right back to 5-4. So it was a huge goal by Matty for us. And yeah, I think we're just, you know, stay resilient. Obviously, you don't want to be coming back, you know, all the time. But it says a lot, you know, about our group and how we stay resilient, stay with it, and it's a character win.
And what does it say? You know, you get a goal taken off the board, and that could have deflated any team. You get a rough non-call in the overtime. It could have deflated you, but it didn't. What does it say about you guys being able to handle those types of situations?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely learning that, and it's, you know, it's going to happen as you go down the stretch. There's the momentum swings in games, whether it's a goal, a penalty, a non-call, a call reverse, whatever it may be. That stuff's going to happen. It can't faze you as a group, so... you know, that game tonight, there was a lot of momentum swings, I'd say, back and forth, especially with the goals. But like I said, we just stuck with it, and at the end of the day, we found a way, get the 2 points, and you know, that's huge for our group.
What was the mentality on that power play goal? The power play had been struggling, but a huge one and a key part of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's get a goal. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's, we didn't like our power play in the second period, and we gave one up, and we have 4 minutes there, and we weren't able to get one. So those are the key moments that we want to step up as a unit and get one. And I don't think we panicked. We knew, you know, what we wanted to execute, and we just went out there, and obviously it was a huge goal for us. So hopefully we can, you know, just build on that.
Boone, after that minute span where you tie it, go ahead, and then give up the tire, what's the message on the bench?
Yeah, I mean, keep going. Obviously, momentum swings in our favor. We get, you know, the tying goal, the go-ahead goal, and they come back and get one. So what can you do? You go out the next shift, try to get that momentum back. And, you know, I thought we did that. I don't think there was any lull in our game after they tied it late too. So I would just say, yeah, you know, happy with how we responded to some of the things that did happen tonight.
You're talking for yourself, Boone. Are you getting to a point where you now feel like you're where you need to be after missing most of the year?
Yeah, definitely feeling better. You know, as the games go along, and you know, just coming with, you know, playing games and getting familiar with the guys and their role and everything like that. So definitely, you know, happy to chip in, and just want to keep building on you know, recently, and feeling better.
Boone, I just want to ask you, talk about Elvis. He had a rough night, but hung in there and came up with some key saves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I know they score six, but he makes some huge saves, especially down the stretch. And obviously the shootout, you know, that's 2 games in a row now that he's, you know, kept us, you know, at zero in the shootout. And that's huge for our group. So just the way he stuck with it. And like I said, our whole group, you know, no matter what happened, we found a way tonight, and we'll take it and move on to tomorrow, another big game.